Hachette Audio presents The Riviera House, written by Natasha Lester, read by Barry Krynick. Part 1. Paris, 1939 to 1941. 1. "I'm going to be late," Eliane said despairingly to Yolande, who at age 5 cared not a bit about Eliane's obligations. In fact, it was obvious from Yolande's clenched fists that a tantrum was bearing down upon all the Dufours, and unless Eliane could find something other than a stale knob of bread for breakfast, Yolande would erupt, and Eliane would miss her morning lecture at art school. "We're all hungry," Angélique, the next oldest after Eliane, snapped at Yolande. Eliane stared around at the grim and silent faces of her sisters. 12-year-old Jacqueline's beseeching eyes were fixed on Eliane, willing her to calm both Yolande's histrionics and Angélique's temper. Jeanette, 8, was yawning, having been woken by the fracas of raised voices. She was going to be late, but it wasn't her sister's fault that their parents threw every available franc, including all of Eliane's pay, into their moribund brasserie, and thus there was no food in the house. She whirled around, and despite the almost physical pain she felt at even contemplating it, she gathered all of her sable paintbrushes, threw them into a bag, and said in a firm but loving voice to Yolande, "I promise you'll have a croissant for breakfast tomorrow, but only if you get dressed for school and let Angélique do your hair." Yolande jumped up from her teary puddle on the floor, her blonde hair bouncing like her revived spirits as she threw herself at Eliane.
"Merci,"
she whispered, head buried in Eliane's skirt.
"I love you,"
Eliane said, stroking her sister's hair. Then, while Angélique was occupied with helping Jeanette find her shoes, she spoke in Yolande's ear.
"Angélique is scared. It's her first year of looking after you. Help her. Then she'll see that she doesn't have to worry about you so much."
And to Angélique, as she kissed her goodbye, Eliane explained,
"Yolande just wants to be loved. Hug her. Then she'll behave."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?